Welcome to Bogona, Africa. The little children you just saw asked if they can do a song for Greenville Avenue Church of Christ. So I grabbed them and said, yes, sure. And she actually sang, she gave you two songs. She wanted to give you three, but I kind of wanted to stop her because she was having such a great time. So thank you tonight for allowing us to share about Africa. This morning was a very solid message about orphans and widows, presented by Ray and Randy. And just to give you a little flavor, when we take these trips, this is something we see every day and every moment when you walk out of the person's house or when you arrive at the airport. You see it in the cities, and you also see it in the villages. You'll see orphans, you'll see beggars, you'll see those just trying to make a living to get by. So it's really, it's a sad situation, but there are opportunities, as Brother Ray said this morning. Our scripture tonight is gonna follow the theme of this morning. I'm taking it from 1 Timothy 5:3-4. Where it says, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. So before I go on, I have some, Oops, wrong one. Before I move on to my topics, we talked about orphans this morning and widows, but tonight we want to talk about educating the youth. And this wraps up what we talked about earlier today about widows and orphans, because we have so many orphans, what do you do with them all? And you heard Brother Christopher talk about in Ghana, Jacob and some of the ministers there taking on orphans into their own home. You heard about Lawrence taking on some orphans in his congregation. Okay, so what do you do with all these orphans? Now, Greenville, you guys have given us a great example of a youth program that educates the youth, educates them to go out and evangelize, to share, but also be a child of God, to live the life of a child of God. And this is what we want to do when we go to Africa. Before I go to my next slide, I want to give a shout out to those who helped me on this trip purchase Bibles. There's Iglesia de Cristo, where are you? Where are you? Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Juan. And there's a group from Greenville that helped buy Bibles. We purchased 100 Bibles before we left, and that was a request of mine, because as we said earlier, when you go to these places, they don't have Bibles. So the kids, on me going to Kenya to talk to them about Christ, I wanted them to have a Bible. I wanted them to follow along. These are kids that are in school, can read English, can read their own language, but they don't have a lot. Okay, so their parents are farmers, and some of them are beggars, some of them what have you. They're just barely getting by. So we purchased Bibles and took with us, and it was hilarious to see them when you see them with the Bibles. And when Kappa, our host, purchased the Bibles, he was so excited, he went and locked them up. Okay, he didn't want nobody to have them. Except for those who were going to give him a Bible. He said he was getting phone calls. I heard you had Bibles. So he said he was kind of scared, so he locked them up. These are the youth of Uganda. Okay, youth of Uganda, Randy was talking about them earlier, has the highest rate of orphans. So when we go, we try to help as much as possible by helping with food. We help with distributing clothes. My first youth camp over in Africa was Uganda. And these kids are so special. One of the things we make sure they have when we go is food, because some of them may not have a full day's food or even a full plate of food in a day. Some of them haven't eaten in 2 days. So when we come over, we want to make sure there's plenty of food for them to eat when we're there, because we want them to absorb what we're seeing. We want to share our love with them, okay, and we want them to be healthy. So these are the kids from Uganda from the youth camp that I taught, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and my wife was with me here. So it was pretty cool. Here's the distribution of clothes that Randy talked about earlier. So we usually take some clothes with us and distribute to the kids. So this I want to share with you, a child in need. My first visit to Kenya with Ray and Mary, and it took me to John Tall's congregation, I forget the name of it. And as we were sitting there, and it was, I think I was preaching that time, and as I finished, I saw this little boy in the audience. This little boy, his name is Peter. Peter has gone through some things. Peter's mother has HIV, and so she's sick. Peter's father was troubled. He left his mother, he left Peter. But before he left, he did some damage. He broke Peter's legs. He beat Peter up along with his mother. So you see, Peter wasn't able to walk at this time when we saw him. He was all bent over, and his mother helps him. And this is how he walks or gets around, as you see in the bottom picture. Today, our last visit over there last year is when we came to Victoria's place where they brought Peter. Peter is now walking, and Peter has assisted legs to walk. And what we did is, there's a group of people from Greenville, some people from my office, myself, who came together and put together some money for Peter's surgery. And Peter's surgery was very successful. Now his bones are growing properly. He has one leg that's short and one that's long, so we had to purchase shoes for him also, some special shoes. But he's walking now with some assistance, and he's growing. But Peter is also retarded, so he struggles. So there's still a bunch of us that put together some money and sent over for his retardation school. And what they do for him is they help him And they build him, they educate him to take care of himself. So he went through this school, and he graduated from this school. Well, I can't say he really graduated, but he came to a place of the school where he was able to take care of himself. And also, I have to be honest with you, the money ran out. But he's now walking. He's going to another school. This is still a special school, but it's a government school where they're still helping him prepare himself to take care of himself. So Peter is on his way, and Peter knows the Lord. Okay? So Peter is on his way. And thank you all who helped Peter through his surgery, through all that he's been through. So today we want to talk about orphans, young adults, young children, and what God sees in them, how Jesus sees them. In the book of Matthew 19, 13, 14, it reads, the little children and Jesus. Then the people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And see, that really hits my heart, because a child is searching. A child has a heart that's looking, wanting to learn. Okay, a child hooks on to you. If you start helping them, and they follow you, and they stick to you, and they start doing things that you do, okay, and they learn from you, right? Okay? So when Jesus says, let them come to me, he's talking about their hearts. He's talking about their energy, their search, their love. So they're searching. They're searching for the good. So we live by this, and we try to help out in ways that we can. The top picture is of a little child in Uganda, and the other pictures are also children in Uganda. But let's talk about our responsibility to the young. And we try to live this when we go over to Africa, because they watch us. And Greenville, you are known in Africa. When they hear about us coming to Africa, they come to where we stay. They want to hear from us. They want to hear the word. They want to see our love. Okay, and they also, like us, we're black, okay, just like them. Okay, and it's something new for some of them, because usually a missionary is Caucasian, okay, but we black. Okay, and we come and we share love. And we share just a little bit different from some other congregations. We stay and teach, okay? And that word gets around to other congregations, to the people in the community, and they come visit when we come to our host house, Victoria in Thika, Musa, and also Kappa. When we go to Kappa's house, he has people waiting to talk to us. In the evenings, we talk almost all night, talking to people. It's a great thing, though, just to know that Greenville has this reputation. And it's not Ray, Randy, or I, it's you, because you sent us. And that's who they see, is you. So we are responsible to the young, receive them. We want to make sure that there's no hindrances in front of us when we see an orphan, when we see a child. We want them to see our love. Okay, we want them to see that they accept us. Okay, and then they will follow us. Okay. And then we want to receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. We want them to know that we're members of the church. We're here to share with you. We want you to be loving too. So we are very careful on how we present ourselves, and very open is how we present ourselves. We want to hear from them. We want them to talk to us. We want them to ask questions, which they do. We don't want to place any stumbling blocks in front of them. And that's easy to do, because we can shut them off and just talk to the adults. But see, in the thicker area, and Victoria's kids, Randy, I, and Ray, sit and listen to these kids talk all day long. Then their education, their love for the Lord, their family, and you want to give them that love back. Okay? When we go to Moose's house, he has a bunch of kids also. And then we go to Kappa, Kappa has a bunch of kids also. And the thing about all these kids is they're all in the body. I think they're all in the body. Some of them may not be, some of them are, but they're all working in the church, they're all working around the house. You see them. So, but when they see us, we want them to see Jesus Christ. We don't want to put any stumbling blocks in front of them, as that's not pleasing to the Lord. So when we want to educate our youth, we want them to know who we are. And that's a child of God. We have a responsibility to our young. We want to encourage them. This is a picture of my last visit to Kenya. This is a group of kids that really love the Lord. We had three baptisms this last time around, and they had so many questions. I lost my lesson plan because they had so many questions. Just to answer their questions, it was a couple hours. And Kappa warned me. He says, you'll be speaking for 4, maybe 5 hours. We'll take breaks, we'll take a lunch. You okay? He told me that the day I was going to go speak. Okay, I thought it was going to be an hour here, an hour there, but it was a five-hour day. But listening to these kids and encouraging them is a lot of fun. Just listening to their questions. Their questions stem around instrumental music in the church. Their questions stem around baptism. So we had a field day on those questions about instrumental music and baptism. And there was just so many different approaches to baptism and instrumental music, and this church over here doing this, and this church over here doing that, because their friends are doing it. Their friends are sharing with them. Okay, so we, like Randy would tell them, we go to the Bible, and we read what the Bible has to say about it. And that's what we did for a couple hours on instrumental music and baptism. And these kids just loved it. So after... Saturday, we had a game day. So I decided to put these questions on the game day, which was instrumental music and baptism. Flying colors. They all know it now. Okay, they all understand. At least they said they do, because the team that won, everybody on the team gave a flat answer of what instrumental music, if instrumental music is allowed, and gave the scriptures as to where to find it. So it was enlightening. So we want to make sure that we encourage our kids to stay in the Lord, to be in the Lord, to follow the Lord, and be the example that God has sent us over to be as they go out and teach their friends, as they go out and be the example to their friends and bring more kids, more youth to the church. See, for Kappa's church, Kappa has... it's 70% of his people are children in the church. So he needs some help kind of guiding them. He's been asking us for a couple years now for someone to come over and help him teach his young kids. And this time around, Brother Ray was able to shift some budget and send me over, and I didn't get to go to Jamaica. I went to Kenya. So... it was a good experience, a very good experience. We don't want to despise them. Don't want to put them down. We don't want to be negative towards them, okay? We want to be happy. We want to love them. We want to show love, okay? And this is who we are when we go over there. We're that love instrument that goes over there and shares the love with the kids. Now, I have to say this. It wasn't all learning. We had some play also. Actually, we had a lot of play. And these kids are very competitive. very competitive. And I had some of the parents help me as judges, and they weren't able to help. So I had Kappa help me. Kappa wasn't able to help. So I had to make some decisions on who was right, who was first, and it was fun. It was a good day. But you see here, this lady here, these are kids in the Uganda area. These are orphans that she has taken in. These are ones that she takes care of. So she shares with them. She loves them, and she doesn't despise them, okay? We want to encourage them. We want to uplift them. So see, in this picture here, they're showing you pictures of their Bibles and their bags that they received from us here at Greenville of thank you from Greenville. Thank you. That's what they're doing here, and they're sharing that with you. You can barely see me in the middle because they're all just... And after the first day, it was nothing but a blast, having fun. And you know me, when I get started laughing and people pick up on my laugh, we start going. So we want to encourage them. And then we want to continue to encourage them. I sat down because I was tired. I was tired, and this is what happened. They all came over, and Cap was taking pictures. And they're all just crawling around, having fun. And they're singing, too. They're having fun. And see, that's important for a young person, is to have fun. To have fun in the Lord, okay? The correct way. We don't want them to have fun with some street stuff or some worldly things. We want them to have fun in the Lord, okay? So we have to show them how that's done. And we did that here. Now, most of the kids that came to this workshop from Kappa came from afar. So we had about 110, so we ran short of Bibles, so we had to go out and purchase some more Bibles. But he had about 110 kids that came, and they just crowded the little building he has there. There was no seat available. There was no walking room at all. The stage was full, and it was just a sight to see. And these kids, after the second day, were just lighting up, asking questions, weren't afraid anymore. They were comfortable, okay? And Kappa had to keep up with them because he's translating for me. I don't understand a lot of it, and I try, but Kappa had a hard time keeping up with them. That's how much fun we had. So we ate. We made sure they had food. It rained and rained and rained, so we were stuck inside a lot. So we had time to play some more games and do a lot more studying. So it was a good time. It was a good time. We did well. I want to leave you with this. My lesson's not that long tonight because I want you guys to enjoy some of the African treats that we have. But I want to leave you with this scripture, Deuteronomy. I forgot to put it on. I think it's 3, Deuteronomy 4. It says, "Hear, O Lord, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them to your children." Put them on your children's heart. Show them Christ, the Word, God. Who is God? The commandments. Show them the love. Just talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. To me, that sounds like 24/7. Every day, talk to your children. Talk to your children. That's what we were doing. We were there working with them at the workshop. And they start talking back. As you see, they had more questions, and sometimes we had answers. But it was good. Then in verse 8, it says, "Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." See, it's important that we educate our young people. Our young people are the future of the church. A church can die if they're not educating their young people. This is what we teach when we go to Africa. One of the things we have been encouraging Kappa. Kappa is our evangelist that travels from congregation to congregation to congregation. So we've asked him to give more time to his congregation because he has 70% children who need some teaching. So we leave literature, we leave lessons, we leave encouragement and love. See, when we go to Africa, we make sure that something is left. If it's just remembrance of who we are and what we did, or if it's just literature, lessons, if it's just your presence, okay, your fellowship, whatever it may be, we want to make sure we leave that imprint when we leave Africa. When we come back, we would love to see some progress in their knowledge, some progress in their fruit, some progress in spreading the gospel. This is our purpose. This is our purpose. It's an opportunity for us. And we love doing it. We love going to teach. We love going to fellowship. We love going into that area that's never been touched before. We love sharing the word of God with people. And that's important. And that's what we've been purposed to do. In Greenville, thank you, because we do it well. Not only in Africa, but also locally. Our purpose for evangelism shows not only here, but in Africa. We have a lot of success of stories in Africa, and we focus our attention on orphans, widows, and young people. Young people are the future of the church. So it's important that we share with them, pick on that one that is eager, pull them aside and start talking to them. There were a few that were in this class here, and a couple of them were in Kappa's congregation. And we encouraged these two young men to step up in Kappa's congregation and start teaching. Because they had the answers when we were in our workshop. They were very, very good and sharp. They had those questions about instrumental music. They had those questions about baptism. They had questions about the different denominations and why do they do what they do. So there were a lot of questions that we were able to ask, and it was very, very encouraging. So educating our youth is something that our focus should remain on, because that is the future of the church. That is all I have. It's real short. Were you able to open that one? Oh, go. This is one from Uganda. And
we welcome our dear presence. We are
We want to thank you very much for listening to us tonight. The kids are very, very happy, as you can see. This group of kids was welcoming us when we were in Uganda. And if you heard the words, they say, you've shown us a good spirit. You've shown us the good love. So the example is what we're trying to portray. So they've seen it, and that's what we're trying to do. Wanted to show you that video. I've had it for a few years, tried to get it to play last time, but it's something that, I think this was my first or second trip to Uganda, I forget what it was, but we were able to capture it and show you. The kids are exciting to be around. So thank you so much tonight. The missions ministry really thanks you all. You have been a big support of us all, and we ask that your continued support really remain and and move forward. So, and I'm going to put a plea out there. My last trip to Kenya, I've talked to Travis, my brother Travis. When we purchased the Bibles for all the kids, they got extremely excited. You should have seen them flying through the pages and you know, trying to find scriptures and stuff. But we challenged them. Okay, we challenged them to read their Bibles on a day-by-day basis. And when we come back next year, we want to challenge them in a Bible bowl. And I'm asking for somebody to go with me, okay? This year I went by myself, which is not a problem, but you get tired 5 hours a day, and preaching, it's fun, I enjoy it, but for them to see another face from Greenville will be exciting for them. So the plea is anybody who wants to join me next year to go to Kenya, it will be a little different. We're gonna have Moose's group and also Kappa's group, and we'll meet in the middle somewhere. Kappa knows of a school we can meet. So we'll have about 200 kids. So we will need some help. We're looking to have some fun. We have a lot of games, and these kids are very competitive. So I'm looking forward to that. It may not be me, maybe someone else that goes. So, but I wanna try to keep that on the calendar. The challenge is for you. If you guys want to join us on the mission team. And that's a good opener for a college person, for a senior in high school, somebody who is able to carry themselves well and actually be the example to the youth over in Uganda, Kenya. I put that out there. Thank you so much.